This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Jeff Nowak. We've been talking a little about the NFL draft. Now getting into some of the Saints free agent move here. Bringing in Brandon Cooks today was the big news to help us break some of that down. Brad Sham, voice of the Dallas Cowboys, where Brandon Cooks was the last couple seasons. Brad, how you doing today, man? Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing well. Thanks very much for asking me.
Looking at Cooks coming to back to the Saints after being a first-round draft pick here eons ago, 2014. Just curious, the last two seasons in Dallas, how things went. I know the first year put up some good production, and then last season dealt with some injury issues.
Yeah, and I don't think that they – I think he would tell you this, but I'm not convinced that they really knew exactly how they wanted to use him. 2 years ago, Mike McCarthy took over the play calling and virtually, in his telling, installed a new offense. He kept saying we're in the first year of this offense, even though he'd been, you know, the head coach for the whole previous time, including when your head coach, Kellen Moore, was the offensive coordinator. And please give Kellen my best. Tell him I said hello.
Will do.
So they stumbled out of the block offensively that first year, and they had a winning record at the bye, but everyone was complaining. They were scoring a lot of points on defense, and their defense was kind of carrying them. And C.D. Lamb complained a little bit about how things were going. So I don't know what happened during the bye in 2023, but they changed something. And one of the things about that first period was it was kind of like they forgot they had signed him, Brandon Cooks. It was like he was a complete afterthought, which none of us understood. And after that break, he became much more involved, and he was a really productive part of their playoff team in 2023. And not only was he, I'm saying all this to heartily endorse the Saints bringing him back at this stage of his career, not only did he have a productive year on the field, the young players, younger than him was almost all of the receivers, and that would include Lamb, they swore by the guy and talked about what a great mentor he was for all of the young receivers, from everything to the way he ran routes and approached things to the way he lived his life, from, you know, his role of spirituality in his life. And so he was really a leader and an important part of what they did, and I thought they didn't get nearly what they could out of him. And last year, as you said, he had some injuries. And then after, you know, their offensive line was really in question all year because of the inexperience they were playing, and then once Prescott got hurt, then for the receivers, it's almost impossible to make a value judgment because the whole offense changes when you're on your second quarterback, even though Cooper Rush had played a good bit. It's just not the same. So I think that Cooks, I'd have been very pleased if the Cowboys wanted to re-sign him. I think that they did not get the most out of what he had to offer in the 2 years he had here. And I don't know that he's your lead receiver at this stage of his career, but with Kellen, I think he can be very, very productive for the Saints.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I think people ask, well, okay, he's 31 years old. You're talking about a guy who relies on his athleticism, his speed in a lot of ways to be effective. A guy coming off a knee injury, I think there's reasons to be like, okay, well, I'm a little nervous about that. What was the injury he was dealing with last year, and how did he look coming back from it?
Can I tell you the truth, Steve? They had so many injuries. They had, yeah, well, if I were you, I would hope so, too. They had so many injuries last year that I cannot remember what injuries one guy had from one time to another. I do think he got hurt early. I think he got hurt in camp. And it wasn't something that sidelined him, so he was out there trying to practice, but it hampered him, didn't let him cut loose. And then I think that there was a period of time that he just that needed to rehab and rest. And he's still effective in doing almost everything that he could do before, so I wouldn't be afraid to think of using him in any way.
You brought up Kellen Moore. Just curious, you know, his stint in Dallas, your thoughts on him and what he's going to be bringing to this Saints team.
Yeah, you know, a guy who is extremely knowledgeable, but I know how passionate Saints fans are. So I would implore Saints fans, when it comes to evaluating Kellen next year, to do what I think Dallas fans were not able to do with Mike McCarthy this past year, and that is, before you evaluate the head coach, you better make sure you have, as a fan and a reporter, before you evaluate the head coach, you better make sure you have correctly and fairly evaluated the players, because a head coach, no matter how brilliant, if he doesn't have the players, there's only so much you can scheme. And so I know that Kellen's offense was very effective. And you know, I've known him since he came in here as a player, and
right.
he is an offensive. You'd hate to throw the word genius around too cavalierly, but there's not many people you'll find that can explain the passing game, especially better than Kellen. The part of the difficulty that he faces, I think, is the fact that, and I think New Orleans, the city of New Orleans, is a lot like Dallas in this regard. There are hundreds of thousands of offensive coordinators watching and listening to the game who know more about what they should be running than the coaches do. And the other thing is, and this amazes me, the longer I do this, the less I understand it. Fans seem to think that what happens from the time the ball was snapped is what the coaching staff sent in. Folks, if you don't know, there's like four options on every play, and usually it's the quarterback who decides what happens because he's the guy with the ball. And so if he doesn't see the look that the head coach saw or the play caller saw, in this case the same guy, if he doesn't see the same thing or he sees a different alternative than the head coach wanted, the blame, if it doesn't work, is going to, why did that knucklehead call that play? Well, guess what? He probably didn't. But that was what was available or what the quarterback saw. So what I'm saying is, when you evaluate Kellen, evaluate him first by deciding what kind of tools he was given. What kind of a team does he have? He's just as good a person as you could ever possibly want to meet, and he knows his football, and his team will be prepared.
Wise words from the voice of the Dallas Cowboys, Brad Sham. Thank you so much, man, for joining us today. Have a great weekend, Brad.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad Sham, voice of the Dallas Cowboys, joining us there. Didn't even get into, was going to tell him, good luck with Peyton Turner.
Oh, yeah. Peyton Turner. He'll play three games, I think. Three or four.